Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We're at the last three words of the page on Lamed Daled Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. And we're still discussing the Parsha of the Meraglim. We got into the Parsha of the Meraglim, totally in an unusual way, because we were discussing the weight of the rocks that they took out of the Yarden when the Jewish people passed through the Yarden. So then we started discussing the weight of the fruits that the Meraglim brought back with them. So now we're discussing the whole Parsha of the Meraglim. They came back from scouting out the land. The word vayelchu is a little bit extra, because if it says vayashuvu, that they returned, it doesn't have to say vayelchu, it could just say vayavau el Moshe. So I'm Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yechai, makish halicha lebiya, that we're linking the halicha, the meraglim, to go scout out the land, to their coming to the midbar when they returned. Ma biya be'etzara, just like it's obvious that when they came back it was with bad intentions, av halicha be'etzara, when they first went it was also with bad intentions. So the Gemara continues to darshan the pasuk veyisaprilo vayomru banu, that they told him, we went to the land that you sent us to, that zavaschal of dvash, and these are its fruits, and this was very nice to start off such a way, explaining how beautiful the land is and how great the fruits are. Uksiv efes ki az ha'om, but then they started talking about how strong the nation is, and they started speaking terrible things about Eretz Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rameir kol lashon harash. You always have to start Lashon Hara with something true. So any Lashon Hara does not start with something true, no one is, it's not going to be Miskayim at the end. So what does that mean? He quieted them down by speaking negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, and they thought that they were going to hear a good juicy piece of Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoshua wanted to respond to the Meraglim who were speaking bad about it. So Amri Le Dein Rosh Ketia Yemalel, someone whose head is cut off, like Yeshua, who doesn't have any children that are going to have to enter Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't care about the land at all and whether we're going to be successful. So how could he speak about Eretz Yisrael? So when Caliph saw this, Amar, he said, Imish Te'ina, if I start talking about the good of Eretz Yisrael like Yeshua did, Amri Bimil Savachas Mili, they'll say something about me, about how I'm biased and how my opinion doesn't count for anything, and they'll quiet me down as well. So Amar Lahan, Chizubul Varas Alana Ben Amram. So Kalev had a different plan. So he started by saying, "What, you think that's the only terrible thing Moshe Rabbeinu did?" So Savri Bignusa Kamishtai, they thought that Kalev was about to say terrible things about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shtiku, so they gave him the podium. Amar Lahu, so then he started saying, "Hotzianu Mitzrayim." You know what else Moshe did? He helped us get out of Mitzrayim. And if he told us to make ladders and try to climb up to the heavens, don't you think we owe it to him to try to listen to him? Because he's done miracles for us in the past. We should do whatever it is that he says. So let's go get this land. The pasuk goes on. The other meraglim said, "No, we can't do it." The meraglim said of Dover Gadol at that time. They said, "Ki chazak u'mimenu, al tikri mimenu el mimenu." With a dagesh in the nun, not that the inhabitants are stronger than us, but that the inhabitants of the land are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachal afilu balabayis eniyachal lahotzi kelev misham, as if the balabayis is not able to remove his own kelim from his own house, meaning as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't remove those people that are there. And they described that it's a land that devours its inhabitants. I tried to do them a favor, and they're viewing it as if I did something terrible to them. I did them a favor that wherever they went, I made sure that a chashuv levaya was happening that day, so that everyone was focused on that, so that they wouldn't pay attention to these strange little people that were in their land. Right, and what happened? And they said, "Oh, look, even the land is eating up its inhabitants," because they saw levayas everywhere they went. V'yigadamri, and some darsh in the pasuk, Iyov noch nafshe v'tridu kuli alma be'espeda, that Iyov died at that time, and everyone was involved in giving a hesped. Heim chashu l'ra'a eretz ochel s'yoshvehi. So they assumed that this was a terrible thing, that the land devours its inhabitants. V'ni be'ininu kechagav m'cheinayinu be'ineihem. The pasuk says, that we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. Amar Mesharshi Meraglim Shakri Havu. These Meraglim were liars. Bishlam Avihi Beinenu Kacha Gavim. To say that we were in our eyes like grasshoppers, Lechi, they could say what they were in their own eyes. Ela V'chein Hayinu Beinehem. But to say that that's how they were viewed by the inhabitants of the land, Minahavu Yadi. How do they know what the other people are thinking? Velohi. But that's not really a raya that they're liars, because it could be that they weren't lying about that particular element, because while the Meraglim were in the land, Kiavu Mavri Aveli, when they were giving the Sudas Avra to the Avelim after they came back from burial, Tuse Arzi Havu Mavri, they were sitting under cedar trees out in the field, V'chi Chazinu, and when the Meraglim saw these giants out in the field, they were afraid of them. So Sulki Yasubi Lani, they went and climbed up the trees in order to hide from them. Vishami Dikamri, so they overheard the Meraglim speaking, and they said, Kachazinin Inchi Didamalukamtsi Bi Ilani. We saw these little teeny people that looked like the size of grasshoppers up in the trees. So that's how they knew that they looked like grasshoppers in their eyes. Not that they were lying, but that they really overheard them saying it. Pasuk continues, Vatisa Kaledava Ino. That everyone cried that night. That was Erev Tishba. They cried for no reason that night. That night is going to become a day of substantial crying for future generations. You see that they took rocks and they threw them toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayamusa anashim motziei dibas ha'aretz ra'a b'mageifa. Amar b'shim ben Lakish, shemesu misa mishuna. The people who spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael died a misa mishuna. Amar b'chinin bar papa dorosh ha'bishila ish kfar tamarta melamit shen shtarbe v'lishonu v'nafal al tiburam, that their tongues became very long, went outside of their bodies and reached all the way until their belly buttons. Vayutoloim yotzos milishon, and these worms came out of their tongues and went into their bellies, and out of their bellies and into their tongues. Rav Nachum Rizik said, no, they died of a disease called Askara, which is a disease that you die from when you speak Lashon Hara. So we had said before that the weight of the stones in the Yardin, which was the original conversation we were having before we got sidetracked by the Meraglim, was very, very heavy, and we compared it to the weight of the Eshkol of the Meraglim. So the Gemara now explains, and that's what led us to the whole discussion of explaining everything else about the Meraglim. But let's go back to our original discussion. Once the last Jew came out of the Yarden, and all the water went back to where it belonged. The feet of the Kohanim stepped on dry land. And the Yarden went back to its normal flow. Nimtza Aron v'nosav v'kohanim mitzad echad, which left the Aron and those who were carrying it, the Kohanim, on one side of the Yarden, on the eastern side of the Yarden, v'Yisrael mitzad echad, and the Jewish people on the western side of the Yarden. Nosa Aron es nosav, and then another miracle happened, and the Aron lifted up those who were carrying it. Shenemer v'yikasher tam kolam lavar v'yavor Aron Hashem v'kohanim lefnei ha'am, that they lifted up and took them flying over the Yarden. Valdavrzen nenash uza, and when the Jewish people saw this, that the Kohanim don't lift the Aron, but the Aron carries the Jewish people, that idea that the Aron carries the Jewish people is the reason that Uza was punished. Shinamar, because the Pasuk in Divrei Yam says that when David HaMelech was bringing the Aron from Kiryas Ra'amim, Ya'arim rather, on a wagon, Ve'avo ad goren kidon ve'yishlach Uza es yado lechozes ha'aron. The Aron slipped, and it looked like it was about to fall off, and Uza went to try to catch it. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uza nosav nasa atma lo kolshkein. Uza, it carries those who carry it. It certainly has the ability to carry itself. We don't need you to stick out your hand to hold on to the Aron. So Uza got punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan Blazer, Chad Amar al Iskei, Al iske shalu, because of this mistake that he tried to grab the arum. The other one says, no, he actually did something pretty disgusting. He relieved himself in front of the arun. So vayamasham im arun elokim. He died there with the arun elokim. Am Rabbi Yochanan Uza bal liolam haba. Uza actually entered olam haba. Shnemar im arun elokim ma arun liolam kayim. Af Uza bal liolam haba. Just like the arun will last forever, Uza is going to make it to olam haba as well. Vayichal David Asher paras Hashem paras buUza. David got very angry about this. Amar Rabbi Lazar shenishtanu panav kicharara, that his face turned like a cake that's baked on coals. So elamayata, if that's the case, vayichar means like a change of his face. Kol hecha d'chsev vayichar achinami. Are you going to say that every time the word vayichar is used, it means a lashon of a person's face? So by Hashem, it also says vayichar many times, and he can't say it's talking about Hashem's face. No, hasam k'siv af. Normally, when it says Vayichar, specifically with regard to Hashem's anger, it says Vayichar Af. Over here, it doesn't say Vayichar Af, so it's referring to a face. Darash Rav Mnei Ma Nenash David. Why was David punished by having Uza killed on his account? Mnei Shakar Le Divrei Torah Zmiros. Because David referred to Divrei Torah as songs. Shemar Zmiros Hayili Chukecha Beves Megurai. That when I was running from my enemies and I was afraid of them, I would engage in your Torah. And he said they became like a delight, like zmiros, like songs. Amlok Rosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Torah Shekasabehen, Hasoyif Einechabo Ve'enenu, Divrei Torah, that it says about Divrei Torah, that if a person closes his eyes and distracts himself from Divrei Torah, they're going to become forgotten from him. Atukorios and zmiros, you view them as if they're just a distraction, you know, they're just songs to keep your mind off things and keep you cheerful. Hareini Machshil Chabedavr Shathil Tinok Shabbos Rabin Yodinah. So I'm going to cause you to stumble in something that even Tinok Shabbos Rabin And David HaMelech brought it on a wagon and violated the tzivoy that you're supposed to carry it by the shoulders. Once the Gemara darshens the story of Uza, which was when they took the Aron from Kiryas Ra'amim, so Ya'arim rather, I keep saying that, the Gemara adds more drashas on the Pesukim that talk about bringing the Aron from the Plishtim. Pasuk says, Vayach b'anshe be'shemesh ki ro'u ba'aron. That mishum derau vayach. What does that mean? Because they saw the arun and they looked at it when it was coming from to Beis Shemesh, they died because of that. Rabbi Avav, Rabbi Lazar. So it's machlokes. Rabbi Avav, Rabbi Lazar. How to interpret this? Chad Omar. One of them said that their sin was that kotzer u'mishtachavim hayu, that they were being kotzer u'mishtachava, and that's why they were punished. Meaning, even though they saw the arun coming, they didn't stop harvesting. They continued to be kotzer even as they were mishtachava. Meaning it's not a kavod to be showing kavod while you're doing something else. It's like, you walk into your house and you haven't seen your wife all day and you're staring at your phone and say, oh, hi, how are you? Hi, honey, how's your day? No, she doesn't feel that you're actually asking her how her day was if you're looking at your phone the whole time. You don't divide your attention from something that you're actually trying to be mechabed. V'chad amar mili nami amar. Some say they actually said terrible things but in front of the Aron. They said, "What got you angry that you didn't save yourself from those who captured you, and who ultimately calmed you down to make you want to come back here, to make you want to come back home to the Jewish people?" So they spoke in a chutzpahdik way toward the Aron, and that ultimately was why they got punished. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will do Lamed Hayamid Beis next time.